Don't find customers for your products. Find products for your customers. David Ogilvy. Sometimes a new product introduction can help revive a brand where loyalty's eroded. In fact, new product launches can increase loyalty upwards of 40%. They're particularly effective in the fast and fast casual food categories. It helps if your brand doesn't get pigeonholed in a particular food sector. But to do both, you've got to get it right. Chipotle got it right for 22 years, going from burrito stand to billion-dollar brand a la fresh ingredients and customization. Customers were loyal. So loyal, in fact, they were willing to pay more. But 7 outbreaks of E. coli bacterium and salmonella damaged Chipotle's brand, customer loyalty, same-store sales, and profits. They went from number 1 to number 20 on our Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Based on expectations, new products could be a good way to rebrand the ailing brand, if you get it right. Which Chipotle didn't. Their nationwide new product rollout of queso not only received a lukewarm reception in reviews, it was also spectacularly ineffective. Shares dipped 14%. Ay, caramba! According to our index, beyond not poisoning customers, new product introductions and a broader sense of relevancy is desperately needed. Still, new products can help. So the critical question is, will new product and service introductions help heal Chipotle's battered brand? The answer is yes, if they get it right this time.
What happened? The company announced plans to spend up to $135 million to win back customers. They hope it will reposition Chipotle as a more culturally relevant lifestyle brand. If that sounds a lot like Taco Bell, you'd be precisely right. Chipotle's new CEO, Brian Niccol, comes from Taco Bell. Chipotle also announced they are planning to introduce snack foods like avocado tostadas and a happy hour with $2 tacos, beer, and margaritas. Oh, and something described as a Mexican chocolate milkshake. With these announcements, Chipotle moved up 9 spots in our 2018 mid-year CLEI metrics to number 11. And, as loyalty correlates with positive consumer behavior, no surprise, same-store sales increased too. No mention was made of whether Guac is Extra t-shirts would be on the menu next, although it's a cardinal mistake to think you can solve any major marketing problem just with avocados.